Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone, Brother Bulla here, bringing you the good news of the gospel tonight once again. I want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. I'm glad we all made it to the end of the week. Somebody said TGIF, and I looked at them with a big smile and I said, absolutely right. TGIF, today God is first. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to give a shout out to Brother Ed Kahe. I'm not sure where you're at right now, Brother Ed, but I know you're still on the island. Thank you so much, Brother Ed, for coming in last night and blessing us. You know, a lot of people were asking me today, they said, wow, Ed, he still looks good on the radio from 30 years ago. And I said, yeah, that guy, he's so handsome on the radio. But I did have to tell him, Ed, that you're bald, because I said, God made perfect heads and the rest have hair. So I don't know if that's by choice, Ed, or by nature, but I think you have a perfect dome. Want to thank Brother Ed Kanoy for also being Ed's personal kahes. Wait, there's something there with the Mr. Ed. There was a Mr. Ed show on TV. Oh, that was a horse. But anyway, Ed Kanoy just taking Brother Ed around. And, you know, eventually, very shortly, they're both going to be on the island of Kauai. I don't know if Kauai is big enough for two Ed Ks, but the Ed Ks will be there. Be like E.K. Fernet. No, not E.K. Fernet. It's a whole other thing. You know, we're just having fun in the studio today. You know, we're having a great time. I got a very special guest by popular demand in the house today. We got Brother Shane Ogiri here who's going to give a shout out, Shane. There we go.
Aloha, everybody. How you guys doing out there in radio land? Aloha.
And, you know, Shane does not know how to harmonize with his own voice, so the alto pitch that you heard was none other than my lovely bride, Lynette, our watchful angel.
All right.
She hasn't been authorized to have a mic, but you're going to hear a lot of sound effects from her today because I don't know how to run the board with sound effects, so I make her do all these sounds. Don't get jealous, Donnie. Don't get jealous. But I just want to give a shout out, you know, to all of those that are incarcerated, you know, to our women last night from the Ka'ala Cottage over at WCCC. What a wonderful and blessed evening we had with Brother Robert Helsham, Lynette, Sister Marion, and myself. You know, you could just feel the Holy Spirit. He was so thick, you know. And like I was telling you, my sister, when you dance with the joy of the Lord, when you're dancing with the happiness that the heavenly host have given you, when you just had let everything go and have freedom in none other than the Father above, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. Because when we were singing and we were all dancing together, we were not in WCCC. We were down at Kailua Beach Park. We were at Ala Moana Beach Park. We're celebrating and praising our Lord, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So just thank you last night. Thank you for putting the seed in our hearts that you would like a concert out at your facility. We would love to bring our prison ministry team, our full team out there, do a praise and worship concert under that gray tent over there in that big pavilion courtyard area. Would love to come and bless you. We're going to reach out and see what the administration says and pray on that, and maybe we can make that happen shortly. Halava today, the Faithful Six with Pastor Scott. Good job, my brothers. Keep coming to Fridays. You know, Pastor Scott's consistently going there and building that back up again. Want to thank all of those in OCCC. We'll be seeing a lot of you tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. FDC is coming up on Sunday, and Wednesday next week, we're going to be up at Waiava. You know, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry. We have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. We also have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you that are into social media, we also have a Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. Our anchor verse, my beloved, is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." That goes for each and every one of you. That's not only for Brother Bulla. It's not only for Brother Shane or Sister Lynn. That's for anyone and everyone. God has got your back. But, you know, today we're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to have Brother Shane just start sharing out of his heart. We're going to flow with the Holy Spirit, because I want to tell you about the victory and the victory that we have in Jesus. I had a great morning for those of you that follow me on Facebook. I started off the day, no, it wasn't a holy baptism. It was a jacuzzi shot at the Honolulu Club early in the morning with fluffy towels. But then when we went on our way to our office before 7:30 a.m., we stopped off at a food establishment to get some food, Chinese food, somewhere in town. And by the time I got to my office, I was having an allergic reaction. I could feel my esophagus and my throat closing up to the point where I'm not a drama queen. You know, I can handle anything. But it got to the point where I had to reach out and call my wife. Said, I'm not doing too good, honey. I need, what do I do when my throat closes up? She told me, eat 2 packs of sugar and get some Benadryl in you as soon as possible. And that wasn't helping. And my throat was probably at about a 50% blockage. I could feel my esophagus still closing. Started praying in the name of Jesus. And our good friend Pam kinda came up from the other hotel about a half a block away. And she was with me outside. And she goes, how's it going? I says, well, it should be okay. And then I just knew at that point I had passed the point of no return. I was probably at about a 60% blockage in my throat, getting a harder and harder time to breathe. I said, call EMS right now. They responded. The fire department responded. Thank you, City and County of Honolulu. They monitored my blood pressure and everything, and slowly the Benadryl started to work and just prompted me to go to my doctor. But, you know, in the name of Jesus, you know, I have complete recovery. Amen, you know, the doctor told me go home and rest. I said, hallelujah. No, we're coming into the studio because the devil's a loser. The devil came to attack me. And you know what? Devil, you're a loser. We win by the blood of Jesus. I'm totally healed. My throat is working. My mouth is working. And for all of those of you listening out there, you know it takes more than that to take me down. And you know what? I'm going to go down swinging. I'd rather die right than live wrong. So, devil, in the name of Jesus, flee. When the light comes, darkness leaves. So we claim that by the blood of Jesus. Most people might think of them, oh, it was just something you ate. No, it's an attack of the enemy. I know the damage. We are plundering hell every day to build the Lord's kingdom. Last night was evidenced by the women that were just enthralled with the Holy Spirit, giving themselves to God themselves. And we did the sinner's prayer, and all 18 of them gave themselves to the Lord. Once again, building the kingdom of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you know, that's what we claim by the blood of Jesus. And you know what, my brothers, even all of my believers out there, man, you got to stay it and you got to claim it. You got to own it. You know, it's not a scripture that you read. It is your life. It is written in the blood of the Lamb in the book of the Bible. And you got to remember the Holy Spirit, the helper that was left within us, is the victor. He's not the victim. He's the victor. We have the victory by the blood of Jesus. And, you know, it's just the devil's going to attack us, guys. But you know what? We do have the victory. Brother Shane, open up your heart. Open up your mouth. Let's get rolling with this, because I know you got a wonderful few words to say. And we're going to go with the Holy Spirit.
All right. Aloha, everybody. Straight up, Ohana, and all the believers out there. Make some noise. Woo! Aloha, straight up. I love you guys.
Amen.
Kakoi Street, amen. I love you guys. Amen. We're just chilling out with Pastor Boo over here, Bula, amen. And we're just enjoying ourselves, fellowshipping in the Lord.
Wonderful.
And last time I was here, I was sharing about surrendering to the Lord.
Amen.
And today was talking about basically low self-esteem.
Well, sometimes things happen, you know, in life. You know, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I get into a situation, you know, and that situation seems like it's overwhelming me. Sometimes, you know, I might get into a misunderstanding. You know, there's just stuff happening. Everybody got stuff happening. But you know what? God don't bless no mess.
Come on, man.
You know, and the thing is, we just got to get right, stand in the light, and keep it tight. You know what I mean? Because when the light comes, darkness flees. So we all have a situation. We all got some mess. We're all going through some stuff. But the thing is, when you walk with Jesus, when you've got him right there next to your side, you've got a friend. You've got the victor. You got the world champ. You got the guy that's never been defeated. The only man in the history of mankind to defeat death. The only man to come up out of the grave and to live again. That's the God that we serve. The one that came from heaven to earth, to the cross, to the tomb, and is in heaven again. On the right side of the Father's throne, interceding for each and every one of us. You got to realize what we're dealing with here. But you got to know that when the devil comes, you've got to stand bold. You got to stand your ground. But there's situations that happen to us in the eyes of the world that are just overwhelming. Oh, we did this. Oh, we did that. I just want to share one person in the Bible, then I'm going to let Brother Shane share. There was a guy named Saul from Tarsus.
Ooh.
Saul, I don't think we got a prison bad enough to put the boy in. He was killing thousands, not one, not two, not five, not a dozen, thousands of Christians. The guy was so bent on killing Christians that he was going to Damascus to get more Christians to kill when he took them back to Jerusalem. And that's when he had this Damascus experience. So I don't care where you are in the system. I don't care what you've done, but I care what you're going to do. And I don't care what choices you made, but I care about your choices moving forward. Because now you have heard the name of Jesus over this radio program, or I've seen you in the services that we do. I have seen your face. Now you are tattooed on my heart. You are my responsibility, because that's what the Lord told me. But now you got to realize, if God could use Saul of Tarsus and bring him to being Paul, one of the most eloquent writers of the Bible, 22 books out of the 66 books. That's 1/3 for those of you out there trying to do fractions. But don't confuse yourselves, because like I tell you, three out of two people have a problem with fractions, you know, and I'm living proof of that, because I'm about a quarter Hawaiian, quarter Haole, quarter Japanese, quarter Chinese, and all holy. So I said, you know, it all adds up in the long run. But Brother Shane, just open it up, man. Let's roll.
Okay, Hawaiian. We're going to start out in Mark 12, where, you know, there was the lawyer was asking God, Jesus, basically, what is the greatest commandment? And we're reading out of Mark 12, chapter 12, verse 30, 31. And basically, Jesus said, you know what? Only get two things you got to concentrate on. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And the second is the same like the first. You got to love your neighbor. But everybody know love your neighbor, but they forget as yourself. The second part of verse 31 is so important that you got to love yourself. And like I was sharing about having low self-esteem, all it means is you don't love yourself. A lot of times from the old school, we get licking so much. We don't know how to love people. You know, we cannot give anything away that we don't have. So a lot of times in ministry, what I encounter is a lot of the brothers out there, they don't know how to love themselves. And I can really take myself back to like one of the times when I was seeking God. I just got saved. And the first thing the Lord told me, you know what? You don't love yourself. You're trying to do everything for ulterior motives or other people, your wife, your kids. Amen. You're trying to do them for your job. So God went correct me, and he brought me to Matthew 6:33. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So when I seek God first, he started to show me how I'm going to love myself. And then as I started to learn about God, he started to show me that if I don't take care of my soul and my temple, abandoning a very important duty, which is actually a commandment, because our soul is what is required of us to enter the kingdom. And I don't like it all hyperbolical, but to make a long story short, let me give you one short story, only like 1 minute. My father, when I got separated from my wife and my kids, they went run away. I got locked up. I started grumbling about them. She no good. She pee long. She run away. Yeah. She took my kids. Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness?
Amen, amen.
I was locked up. And then when I came out of parole, I still was grumbling to my dad. He Japanese. He not talk too much. He just listen. For about 1 year, he listening to me grumbling about my wife.
That's a Mr. Miyagi kind.
She no good. This, that, pee long. My father went scold me. You know what he told me? Shut up. Not already. You grumbling about her. You better take a good look in the mirror. She needs a man.
Amen.
When you like take her movies, you got to borrow $20 from me.
Amen.
When you like take her movies, you got to borrow my car.
Yeah.
You better grow up, boy. And I was about 30 already. Still doing drugs, living at my father's house. Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness? Speaking the truth.
That's right.
You know, it went hurt me deep down inside because my father went scold me. He never encouraged me, but went change my life. And I went start loving myself. To all the people that listening to this show, Pastor Bula's show, I'm telling you right now, you got to start loving yourself. Shake it off. Start doing things not only for God, but God going to show you how to start loving yourself, because you know what? You come first before anybody else. If you cannot take care of yourself, you cannot take care of nobody else.
That's right.
Straight up. Well, and go ahead, brother.
No, you know, the thing is, I think it comes down to forgiveness. Before we can love ourselves, we got to forgive ourselves. And we're all carrying a lot of dead weight.
Good word. A lot of times,
you know, Brother Shane, when I'm in the prison, I told the guys, you know, I have to use humor in prison because it's a dark place, okay? That's a devil's playground. So I say, hey, how many of us ever lied? So in the room, I get half the guys raise their hand. I say, well, the other half of you are lying right now, so you should all raise your hand. So we all raise our hand. Then I said, how many of us, now mind you, we in prison, hello, we all lock up. How many of you ever stole something? Half the room raised their hand. I said, the other half of you know where the Lord sees your heart. And so the third question I said is, how many of you see one girl walking around or whatever, and say, oh, I'd like to crack that rack. And they all raise their hand. So that was unanimous there. But I do that to tell them, see, we're all sinners. We're all in the same boat. Nobody here is more perfect than the other person. There was only one perfect person that walked the face of this earth. His name was Jesus. He was sinless and innocent as a lamb. All we did was crucify him. Amen.
Come on, the thing is,
it's just they got to realize we're all in the same boat. Stop looking. You know, Christianity sometimes is compared to a bus going over the cliff. And we inside arguing about who's sitting in what seat. You know, we're going over the edge of the cliff. But yeah, we're still going to fight what seat we stay sitting on. We're all going down. So the thing is, once we realize we're all in the same boat, then together we can encourage each other. Together we can lift each other up. Because, you know, it's in Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. And I'm out of the Jesus Bible because I like to keep it real. You guys got a lot of people come in there. They talk real nice. I come in, we just talk real. And in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 30, I sure about this. No more nothing can make God stop loving us guys. No more nothing. In my Bible, it says no more nothing. I mean, there's nothing that can separate you or hemmo you from the love of God. We've got to get over that hurdle. We've got to get over that speed bump. We've got to get over that little misunderstanding. Nothing you have done, nothing you are doing, or nothing you're going to do will separate you from the love of God. Our challenge is, like Brother Shane knows, we beat up ourselves very well. We might as well put Everlast on our forehead and bang our head against the wall, because all we're doing is beating up ourselves. And all God wants to hear us say is, I need you. I need you, Papa. I need you, Abba Father. I need you now. Please help me. But, you know, you had some great words of wisdom from your dad. I can just visualize the Mr. Miyagi act going on. You know, but sometimes we get to that point, we got to come to our senses. And so how can we encourage our brothers and our sisters just to let go of the past? It's just like they carry so much dead weight. They're running with 40-yard dash and they're carrying 200 pounds of rice behind them. They're not going to make them.
True that, Pastor Bula. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people, they judge us on our past. When they judge us on our past, they're behind schedule already.
They're behind schedule,
bro. Yeah, they're behind
schedule.
When they judge
us
on our past, they're behind schedule. We already, you know, we made a lot of
progress.
Been
there, done that. We're not into replays.
The bottom line is this. You know, if I wanted to encourage, if I was called today to encourage someone out there by the sound of my voice, no give up, number one.
Amen.
Put God first. Everything will fall into place. And you got to realize, if God can use one donkey or one whale, he going to use us. Because you know why? Long
Wait,
story
that's not,
short.
That's not the studio, the donkey and the whale, because I would be the whale. But
No,
we're not going to go
long
there. Okay,
story
okay,
short. I can just wrap this up. Keep it real straight
it
and
going,
stop
we'll
to
go.
The point. Check this out. What the Lord was revealing to me was that if he can use anything, he can use us. A lot of times, smart people, not in a judgmental way, they become too smart for their own good.
Amen.
They try to analyze a lot of things, which is okay. We all gonna work together. But the Bible says that he gonna use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
Amen.
A lot of times when we educated and we succeed, it only glorifies our education.
That's
but
right.
Like if knuckleheads like me succeed, it only glorifies God the Father. So if
That's
I
right.
can
Amen.
Do it, you
Amen.
Can do it. If I was homeless in Kalihi in Tata's
Amen.
Vegetable Garden,
Amen.
and God can use me to get my family back,
That's
to
right.
get my kids back, to get married, to
yep.
serve in one ministry,
yep.
to
Hallelujah.
Get a job. To live a holy life, to live not maybe a perfect life, but to seek after God, you can do it too. So I encourage you, it's a process, but no give up. Set your focus on the things above, about God's way of doing things, and
Amen.
Everything will fall into place. We cannot just sit in half an hour and explain the
exactly.
whole process. But if you don't give up, if you focus on what God, basically this, last night, the Lord told me, tell everybody. I never even know I was coming here today,
Amen.
Only 2 hours ago. But
divine appointment.
Yeah,
check,
divine
check your
appointment.
Phone
check this
your
out.
Phone
this is
time.
The word for everybody out there. You just gotta listen.
Listen.
You just gotta listen. He's our Heavenly Father. He's trying to speak to you every day what decisions you should make, giving you the strength to choose right from wrong. And if you just listen in one day, you get 100 decisions. The object is to get more right than wrong. That's it. It's so simple. Sometimes we take it, make it more complicated than what it should be. Brothers, all you gotta do is choose more right than wrong. Guarantee in one day, you're gonna fall short.
Amen.
Romans 3:23 says, we all gonna fall short. But the object is to get more right than wrong in one day.
Amen.
Every day gonna take care of itself like this. If you do 50 right today and 50 wrong, up them tomorrow. Go 60
Amen.
Right, 40 wrong tomorrow. Then 70 right, 30 wrong the next day. I mean, you just gotta keep on pressing on towards the way God do things. And that's what I did. I never get really full instruction of a detailed instruction manual of how for do this, how for do that. But all I did was read the Bible and let the Spirit lead me into just choosing right from wrong, choosing right from wrong. What would Jesus do? And that's basically the everything in a nutshell. But I love you guys and Pastor Bula.
Well, you know, we're still moving along here. You know, but I think the one thing we can tell our brethren, and I don't know if you're sitting on the edge of your bed tonight or you're lying looking up at your bunk and you're just saying, yeah, but I've been locked up 3 times. I've been doing all this. God can use anything, and he will use everything, you know. And the challenge is sometimes we look at ourselves in the mirror, but we look at ourselves where we are. See, when the Lord looks at us, he looks at where we're going. Because if we only look at where we are, we're not going anywhere. So a lot of times we can't see past our own miry clay that we're stuck in. We can only see the situations that we're in. But a good reminder would be, where were you 3 months ago? Where were you a year ago? Where was your life? Look at the things that have changed so rapidly around you. Now imagine if the changes going around this could be one that was led by the Lord and not by our flesh. Hallelujah. You know, when we come into alignment with our assignment, God's going to take care of everything in front of you. See, God's not going to give you a vision without provision. He's not going to leave you hanging out there. And a lot of times we stop just a step short of finishing the race. You see, it's called a breakthrough. It's not a walkthrough. It's not a swim through. It's not a jog through. It's a breakthrough. We got to bust some stuff down to get through what we got to get to get what we got to get. And a lot of times we just stop short. But the blessings are right around the corner and we give up. Sometimes we want the triumph, but we don't want to put any oomph into what we're trying to do. We got to just try a little bit harder. And, you know, like we always talk about, push, pray until something happens. You know, the other night I was talking about the word of faith. You know, I believe everyone listening to this show tonight has faith in God. Hallelujah. I pray and I bless you for that. But I think the challenge that we have is we don't have faith in God's timing. And those go hand in hand. You cannot just take out all the vegetables and only eat the meat. You got to get the whole meal on the plate.
Amen,
lunch.
Amen.
Otherwise, their mom not going to feed you tomorrow. You got to take everything that the Lord is giving you. Not only have faith in him, but faith in God's timing. You know, there are so many people in the Bible that God used to glorify him. You know, and it's people that, you know, you talk about these people. It sound like my old neighborhood. You know, it's just like, oh, I didn't know Uncle Noah was in the Bible that long. But, you know, it's just like when you guys are in the bottom of your barrel, when you're at the end of your road and you're thinking, how can God use me? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm a felon. I can't even read. I can't even write. I don't even know if I'm baiting 3 times a week right now. How can God use a stink opala fish like me? Let me just give you a few names from the people that the Lord was able to use, took them of where they were and took them where he wanted to go. You see, Noah was a drunk. The reason he was a drunk, he drank a lot of wine. Well, if he was building an ark in the middle of Waianae Valley and it didn't rain for 100 years, you know, you would be doing a lot of drinking too. But Noah could have actually almost started the first AA group. I'm not sure about that. And someone told me the reason Noah didn't go fishing, Brother Shane, you know why Noah never go fishing?
Why he never go fishing?
He only had 2 worms. But anyway.
Oh, 2x2. Two by two. Oh,
hey. Brother Shane, he's on it. He's on it. It's Friday, but he's on it. He's still with me.
Yeah, he's still on it, brother.
And look at Abraham. Abraham was so old. He wasn't even Filipino. He was having kids when he was 100, and that was before the blue pill.
Come on, brother.
Isaac was a daydreamer. Hey, brother Jacob, he was a liar. Joseph was abused. Moses, I don't even know how he got 10 commandments. Moses couldn't talk to him. We could have had more, but he only could fit 10 because he was a stutterer. Gideon was afraid. Look at Samson. He was a Rastafari guy with his hair. And he loved everything with 2 legs. He was a womanizer. Rahab, oh, she's classic. She was hooking. She was a prostitute. You know, David had an affair with everything that walked around in the palace, but he was a murderer. Elijah, he was Mr. 911. He was suicidal. You know, Isaiah, he used to preach naked. Jonah ran away from God, so the fish had to go eat him. Naomi was a widow. Job, he went bankrupt. Peter actually denied knowing Christ. He denied knowing Christ 3 times, if you remember. The disciples, those guys, they were awesome. They fell asleep while Jesus was praying. Martha, she kept worrying about everything she had around her. And the Samaritan woman, oh my goodness, she was divorced and more than once. Oh no. And look, Zacchaeus, he was so small, he had to go climb the tree just to go see Jesus walk by. And Paul, he was way too religious. Timothy had an ulcer, but this is the best one yet. You guys say, Brother Bula, Brother Shane, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I don't even know how God can use me. He can use the donkey again before he used me. Let me tell you, if God can use Lazarus, Come on, dead guy in the ground, and as his sister said, Lord, there is a smell about him. Well, when you've been dead for a couple of days, you're going to be stink. God took that stinking, deathly, decaying vessel that we call the human body, raised him from the dead. So my brothers and my sisters, what I'm telling you is I don't care where you've been. I'm pretty sure if you're in the area where you can hear Brother Shane and my voice, you ain't dead yet, okay? So there's still hope for you, because even if you were dead, there's still hope, because Jesus used Lazarus. But I just want Brother Shane to close us in prayer tonight for this powerful time we had together. Never shortchange yourself. Always look at yourself how God looks at you. Look to where you're going, not to where you've been, because what's been done is done. Let's concentrate on what we need to do for the Lord. Brother Shane, close us in prayer.
Okay, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, much mahalo for all your kukua in helping us choose right from wrong. We don't have any clue or any idea what we need to do, but as we listen to your Holy Spirit that guides us each and every day, we ask you to strengthen us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet as you watch over our loved ones outside, Lord Jesus, that you protect them, keep them, preserve them, knowing in their pathways life. There is no death, no weapon formed against them can prosper.
Hallelujah.
No strategy, device, spell, curse, hex, black magic, no voodoo
That's
can come
right.
against
no
them because you contend with which contends with them. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are highly favored, empowered
Hallelujah.
To prosper, anointed to win, and impossible to curse. So we thank you, Jesus, for your word tonight, knowing that it will penetrate these souls, knowing that the eyes and the ears are the gateways to their souls. We thank you for the victory, which is right around the corner. In Jesus' name, we all say it.
Amen.
Aloha.
Our brothers and sisters, in the last verse in the Bible, it says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's holy people. That's the last thing you're going to hear besides that we have the victory. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's holy people. We don't want you to live perfect, because the last perfect person got put up on a cross. Just live holy. Know where we come back to every morning. Know that it's there right there for us. We bring it to the cross every morning. As the sun rises and we get into devotion and conversation with our Heavenly Father, we ask for that mercy and grace to sustain us and give us the strength to move on. Have a wonderful weekend. You know that we love you, we care for you, we pray for you. To God be the glory. We'll see you next week, Monday. Ahuyo.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.